Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stock futures are pointing lower this morning following another tariff threat. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio with more on which countries are affected by this one.
Mexico and the European Union are joining a growing list of countries whose imports will face tariffs beginning August 1st. In a letter to the EU and Mexico posted on social media, we know that President Trump announced that all imports will be subject to a 30% tariff. Both criticized the move, but said they wanted to keep negotiating with the U.S.
Following a pause in shipments 2 weeks ago, the president says the U.S. will now be sending weapons to Ukraine once again. The president today meeting with a NATO secretary general to explore who will exactly be paying for those weapons. Two women were killed on Sunday at a church in Lexington, Kentucky, both shot to death by a suspect who was later shot and killed himself by police. Preliminary information indicates he may have had some connection to the two women who were shot, but they are still sorting out the details. This is ABC News. A preliminary report on the Air India flight last month that crashed, killing more than 200 people, shows fuel control switches for the engines were moved to the cutoff position in the cockpit shortly after takeoff. ABC's Claire McMichael, however, says that assessment raises even more questions about the crash.
These are military-grade switches. They have to be lifted up and moved to the next position. It's not something where you just bump your elbow into it and it can shift one way or another. Experts I've spoken with say it's impossible that these switches would have been moved accidentally. Now, 10 seconds after the switches were turned off, one of the switches was turned back on, the other switch shortly thereafter, but there just wasn't enough time for the engines to recover, and that's what led to the plane crash.
The Washington Nationals selecting Oklahoma high school shortstop Eli Willits as the number one pick in Major League Baseball's amateur draft. The 17-year-old, the youngest player taken number one since Ken Griffey Jr. to Seattle in 1987. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Last week's decision by the UW System Board of Regents to raise tuition was unanimous, but not one taken lightly. System President Jay Rothman says tuition has become a larger piece of the budget as state funding has declined. Tuition will go up 5% system-wide this fall at most of the system campuses. Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stiles says there are plenty of chances for people on Medicaid to find work. Speaking to WISN-TV's Up Front, the Janesville Republican says there's lots of open positions in his district. Recently passed legislation means 60,000 Wisconsinites will have to find work to keep those benefits. And air quality is once again poor across much of Wisconsin. Shifting weather patterns are again pushing smoke from Canadian wildfires into the state, lowering air quality and making it hard to breathe. If you're going to be spending an extended period outside, be sure to wear a mask or an air filter. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rowan. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys. And I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But What I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny and warm today with a high of 88 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to near 70 for a low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a slight chance of late-day thunderstorms and a better chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, near 90. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let's go to Vegas. Kiss the same old life goodbye. Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Out on the highway, a lot of pretty girls go by, but none have been right up until today. I would never settle down, but you keep coming around, and your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Out in the wildlife, a lot of people telling lies, looking right in your eyes. And up until tonight, I was always on the prowl, but now I'm settling down. 'Cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Stands the test of time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Anyone can see what you're doing to me. Everyone can see that you're everything I need. 'Cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mark Chestnut, your love's a miracle on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Temperatures upper 60s to low 70s across the region. Going to have a warm day today, smoky day today too. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour we'll be talking with Andy Benson with Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board as well about a program for soybean growers to be able to tour Wisconsin and with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and see how the checkoff dollars are paying off. We'll talk with Andy about that here coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. Well, things wrapped up yesterday at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. A fun week with all of the different events and the livestock events as well. We had the dairy show yesterday on our video streaming service. You'll be able to watch that still on Facebook for 30 days. And then it'll also still be on our YouTube channel as well. We actually get a break this weekend as our next fair will be not this week, but next week, the Dunn County Fair. And we'll be having the dairy, beef, and livestock shows and the livestock auction on our video streaming service from the Dunn County Fair in Menominee. That'll be coming up next week. So looking forward to that. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, would you please give us an update on the U.S. tariff situation? President Trump sent out letters last week to several countries informing them of their new respective new tariff rates in order to do business with the U.S. What is the status currently?
We saw a little bit of a lull in new tariff announcements over the past few weeks, but you're right, Lee. Last week, a variety of countries, more than 20, were sent letters with their new respective tariff rates. This comes after a few months ago in April when the Trump administration proposed kind of blanket tariff rates across numerous countries. It looks like this is an effort to force countries to negotiate trade deals or face that steeper U.S. import tariff. The rate, of course, differing between countries, not one blanket rate among those many different countries. Moving forward, the deadlines are various, some deadlines into August, mostly for these countries to negotiate. I think from a dairy-specific perspective, though, this isn't too much of an escalation. I think critically, trade with Mexico remains uninhibited because of the provisions of the USMCA agreement. And of course, the steep Chinese tariffs and China's reciprocal tariffs that were rolled back in mid-May, there has been no new update there. So we continue to await any news on the US-China negotiations. But overall, after lots of geopolitical and economic occurrences over the past few weeks, it seems the administration has turned its attention back to trade.
Well, I have one concern about Canada regarding the butter that Canada buys from the U.S. This could be impacted, correct?
It's certainly possible. Canada is a pretty significant buyer of butter overall, but I think it's important to remember that butter is a very domestic-focused market. So Canada, of course, maybe a few million pounds per month could be a little bit more impactful this year to the market, but overall, U.S. butter prices remain sharply lower versus the rest of the world.
Bottom line for the U.S., will the tariffs work, in your opinion, Lucas?
it's a great question. I think it's important to have an expectation that the administration has some end goals that they want to achieve here, and hopefully their goals are coming to fruition with this strategy that they choose to be playing out on tariffs.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
Knowledge and wisdom are both important, but wisdom is far more valuable. Knowledge is information. Wisdom can be seen as the application of knowledge.
Knowledge can be purchased. We can buy books, attend college classes or seminars, or access the endless online information about any topic imaginable.
Wisdom cannot be purchased, and it is not easy to acquire. Wisdom takes time, and it is a result of accumulating both good and bad experiences while growing in maturity.
Wisdom does not automatically happen as we get older, but allowing time and experiences to play out does help. Wisdom in our inner circle that will surely bring miracles our way.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Taking place now, sign up for a new USDA disaster assistance program.
Producers who experience losses covered by crop insurance or by non-insured crop disaster assistance program, or NAP, can sign up for supplemental disaster relief program.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam says eligible crop losses due to natural disasters apply to the 2023 and 24 crop season. In addition to in-person sign-ups at local FSA offices, pre-filled applications seeds are being mailed to producers with eligible crop, tree, and vine losses. While phase one of SDRP is underway,
sometime this fall, we will be able to have the second stage of SDRP, and that's going to cover the shallow losses, the producers that were not covered with crop insurance that had those losses but were not indemnified.
More details about SDRP are available through local FSA offices. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Join us tomorrow for our Producer Tuesday. From the Professional Dairy Producers, I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code IMPACT and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code IMPACT to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code IMPACT. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. For a limited time, 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The cowgirls do.
The cowgirls do.
What the cowgirls do.
What the cowgirls do.
They ain't no different up in Oklahoma. They ain't afraid to stay up and gone. They love to cuddle up and chuckle up. Long necks until the money's all gone.
I love it when they let their hair down and dance real close to you. You know I'm a sucker, baby.
What the cowgirls do. Cowgirls do.
What the cowgirls do.
Well,
I love it when they let their hair down and dance real close to you. You know I'm a sucker, baby.
What the cowgirls do.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Vince Gill and What the Cowgirls Do here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. 70 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk down 1 to 1775, September up 3 to 1843, October and November not traded overnight, October at 1878, and November at 1870. Cheese markets Friday were lower, barrels down 3.5 to 167.5, 40-pound blocks down 2.5 to 166, one trade a barrel, six trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 259, four trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up a quarter to 126 and three quarters, and no trades on the day. Dry whey up a half to 56 and three quarters, two trades on the day. Meanwhile, cattle futures are called mixed. Hogs are called lower. Now, cattle futures had began Friday showing moderate strength, but then that changed quickly as cash cattle began trading. The aggressiveness of packers was surprising, with northern dress cattle trading as much as $10 higher and southern cattle $6 higher than the previous week. That quickly moved the August contract to significant discount to cash. All futures contracts for live and feeder closed at new highs on Friday. The negative influence on the market that may create some uncertainty, though, this weekend. Today is a substantial decline in boxed beef as choice cuts fell 602, with select down 437. That could create confusion as to the price direction for the week. Meanwhile, hog futures continue to be under pressure as the packers are pulling back. That resulted in significant lower cash markets, and that could have another lower open again today for hogs. August live cattle open the day at 222.20, October 219.70, December 219.57. August feeder cattle open at 325.32, September 325.40, October 323.20. July hogs open at 106.72, August 104.67, October 90.65. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are higher. Soybeans also moving up mostly higher. Wheat following suit. It was an impressive reversal following a very soft opening Sunday evening ahead of a rainy two-week outlook for the U.S. grain belt, which is really the bearish driver of prices right now. Now, outside markets as well are looking for some lower opens as the resurgence in tariff news has led to some unease, but some of the inflation numbers now are coming in lower than expected for June. That could also provide some support not only to the outside markets, but also to grain markets as well. July corn up to this morning to 405, September up 2.25 to 398 and a quarter, new crop up 2.75 to 415. July beans down 2 to 1002, but August up 3.75 to 1008, September up 4 to 999. New crop up 4.75 to 10.12. July soybean meal steady at 267.60. August soybean oil up 50 cents to 54.25. Chicago wheat, September up 4.25 to 5.49 1/4. And December up 4.75 to 5.70 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, September up 3.75 to 6.17 1/2. Energy markets higher this morning. August crude oil up 96 cents to 69.41. September up 91 cents to 67.95. August and September gas both up 2 cents. August at 2.20. September at 2.16. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's never too early to think about next season. With Alcivia's Verity Input Financing, you can lock in crop inputs early, manage cash flow, and stay ready to act when opportunity knocks. Flexible, farmer-focused, and built to protect your operation from risk. Let's set you up for success in 2026. Visit Alcivia.com or call Alcivia today at 608-819-4401. 608-819-4401 and plan with confidence.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Friday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 356, August 359, new crop 352, cash beans 919, August 924, new crop 917. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 384, August 378, September 376, new crop 362 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash and August corn 382, new crop 365. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 361, new crop 362, cash beans 934, new crop at 937. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 358, new crop 362, cash beans 962, new crop 922. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 377, August 377, September 371, new crop 373. Cash and August corn 964, September 944, new crop 944. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 357, August 357, new crop 359, cash beans 938, new crop at 941. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 215 to 241, Holstein fed cattle 192 to 215, market cows 125 to 154, bulls 152 to 199, calves 450 to 1490, beef steers 177 to 555, Holstein steers 192 to 427. Sheep markets, light lambs 210 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 95 and down. Goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 180 and down. That's Check of Markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Working as a dedicated Fidelity advisor, I always ask, what's important to you? I'll look at those priorities and goals alongside your full financial picture to build a comprehensive plan designed to help grow and protect your wealth. With proactive portfolio insights and an eye on taxes, I'm here to help you make the most of your money. I'm Laura Maxwell, and I'm a dedicated Fidelity advisor. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
My heart beating faster as I step out. Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold, and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long-lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the gar. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Andy Benson. He's a Wisconsin soybean grower, part of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, too. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the See for Yourself program. This is a pretty cool program with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Andy, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Brian. Good to be with you.
Well, let's talk about this. This is something for soybean growers. They're going to be able to see and learn about some of the things the Soybean Marketing Board is doing. Tell us about the See for Yourself mission.
All right. A few years ago, the USB, which was the United Soybean Board, which is the federal checkoff part of our checkoff dollars, had a program called See for Yourself that usually goes internationally, looks at some domestic things, and then the one that I was on, 15 years ago, we went to Guadalajara, Mexico to look at some of our livestock producers down there that buy a lot of meal from soybeans from us. So we kind of patterned it after that concept, thinking that, you know, we got a lot of Wisconsin soybean farmers that really don't probably have an idea what their checkoff dollars are doing for them. And this was our idea to be able to showcase some of the things within the state that we're doing to build value and to help build markets and new uses for soybeans here in Wisconsin.
And so this is going to be happening August 12th through the 14th. Now, we're going to those that are going to be able to take the See for Yourself tour, one of the first things they're going to be able to see, and we've talked about this on air, and I've always been pretty proud of this because this was developed right up the road from Durand, and that's the soy foam. And folks are going to, on this tour, are going to be actually be able to see it in action, right?
Right. The soy foam is actually a company, I think, right in near Eau Claire. I think it's Altoona, actually. But working together with the Chippewa Valley Tech College, we're going to demonstrate this soy-based firefighting foam. Came from a company called Cross Plains Solutions, and really excited about this. Nationwide, we're gaining traction with it. It's actually not made from the soybean oil. It's actually made from the soybean meal. And so that's pretty cool. And the neat thing about it is there's no PFAS. And so firefighters have struggled with some of these cancer-causing materials for some time. And you know, they're always in harm's way. And then we put their health at risk to boot. So this is a huge, huge, huge human health story for our firefighters.
And when they get to see this, they're going to be at Chippewa Valley Technical College. And with the firefighting part of the college, they're going to have a big old fire. And they're going to show how that soy foam works.
Yeah, it's like, again, the fact that it's environmentally benign is just, which is true about so much of our renewable stuff that we work with in agriculture. You know, nobody does a better job at protecting the environment than farmers. We sometimes get a black eye because we use some crop protection products to kill weeds or to manage insects. And we sometimes get a black eye because when we genetically integrate some of those technologies into the plant, people are anti-GMO, not realizing that the GMO part of it is what allows us to not use chemical. And so we really have to tell that story and drive it home to our consuming public that these are not bad things. They actually improve our environmental footprint.
We're talking with Andy Benson this morning. He is a Wisconsin soybean grower, also part of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about the See for Yourself mission for Wisconsin soybean growers that could have a chance to take a part in this. Now, after the soy foam demonstration, then on August 13th, and this is something that I think a lot of people don't know, but the tour will go to Crave Brothers Creamery to learn about how dairy cows, are the state's largest consumer of soy meal and how that they add to the value of Wisconsin soybeans. I think there's a lot of people like, soybeans, dairy, really? We always thought poultry and that sort of things, but it's dairy that's the biggest consumer in Wisconsin, right?
Well, we have a lot of dairy cows in Wisconsin, and we produce a lot of milk and cheese. And yes, they are large animals, and because of the presence of the number of cows we have here, balancing the ration, soy meal is absolutely a crucial component to the feeding of all these dairy livestock.
Then after that, going to that brand new port in Milwaukee, that agricultural port that's going to be very, very beneficial for all of Wisconsin agriculture. You're going to be able to take a tour of that, I understand.
Yeah, and that's pretty fun, too. I've actually had the privilege of seeing that already. And we were instrumental using some of our checkoff funds to help rebuild that and make that all new and high capacity and turnkey. And that's super cool. And, you know, we export a lot of soybean and soybean meal from the U.S. here, and especially right out of our own Great Lakes now. We're optimistic that this can become more and more part of our soybean market.
And
it's looking to the future.
And it's the terminal is estimated to increase exports through the Port of Milwaukee, by the way, by as much as 400,000 metric tons a year. Then, after that, then on August 14th, hey, we're going to, for the soybean growers, we're going to take a plot tour, a little bit of education on what's happening with some of the soybean crops, I understand.
Well, yeah, you know, we partner, our checkoff daughters partner with the University of Wisconsin folks like Dr. Sean Conley and Dr. Rodrigo Werler and Dr. Damian Smith on our pathology and our weed control herbicides and our all of the growing sides of things, the whole overarching soybean program, Dr. Conley. We spend the biggest amount of our budget on helping to find ways to make soybean growing more profitable, but better uses, better technologies, better seeds, better agronomy practices. All of those things are what we're trying to do here with our university partners.
Talking with Andy,
we'll get a chance to look at that firsthand.
Talking with Andy Benson today, he's a Wisconsin soybean farmer and part of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about the See for Yourself mission. Now, there are applications for this. There are eight spots available for 8 active Wisconsin soybean farmers. Andy, how can farmers become a part of this if they want to apply to maybe be able to take this tour?
Well, I think if they go to our Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board or Wisconsin Soybean Program's website, there will be a link there. I think there have also been some press releases with the website listed. But if they just track down a board member or Google search for the Wisconsin Soybean Programs in Wisconsin, there will be links there for the application process. And it can all be done online. It'll be all expenses paid for the lodging and the meals and the travel. So what a great opportunity for growers to really engage and to understand what their checkoff dollars are doing for them. I hear from growers from time to time, well, we shouldn't even be paying into that because we don't get nothing back out of it. Oh, I beg to differ in such a huge way. Those checkoff dollars time and again have proven to give farmers many, many fold return. I think the latest one I think done by the USB was a 12-to-1 return. For every dollar invested, brings back $12 to the soybean grower. So it is something that we absolutely have to understand and we have to embrace, because we're building the markets and the demand for the soybeans. Without that, where would our soybean prices be? We absolutely need the demand.
Again, the application deadline is July 22nd. That's July 22nd. And just visit the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board website. You'll be able to find the link to the See for Yourself tour, and you'll be able to apply for that. Again, there's 8 slots available. Just have to apply by July 22nd. Andy, again, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Brian. Good to hear from you and good to visit with you.
Andy Benson, Wisconsin soybean grower and member of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. 2 winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Expect plenty of sunshine today. It'll be warm and humid in our ag weather forecast. Now, it looks like widespread showers and thunderstorms will spread southward across Minnesota and Wisconsin Tuesday evening and into Wednesday. Partly sunny throughout the day today. Highs 84 to 89. Relative humidities at 52 to 57%. Southwest winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 67 to 72, relative humidities at 88 to 93%, south winds at 5 to 8. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, a 50% chance of showers and storms late in the afternoon, highs 85 to 90, relative humidities at 53 to 58%. We'll see south winds at 6 to 11, a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, becoming mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, cooler, highs 75 to 80, northwest winds at 5 to 9. For Thursday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. Friday, partly sunny, highs 75 to 80. For Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durant.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
Keeping track of your goods and services can make or break the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Sound inventory methods will save you time and money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
A successful farm operation will have a smooth operating inventory system. This includes goods on hand, but it can also include the costs involved with storage space, handling, and risk and service. It's a balancing act to zero in on the most efficient and profitable amount of inventory to operate with. John Wodehouse is an extension educator at Penn State University and says inventory is a critical component of the balance sheet because it has a value.
So therefore, it is important to count it and to assign it a value and to organize it. So how do we do that? We organize our goods. And goods are any farm product intended for sale. It could be vegetables. It could be hanging baskets. It could be your growing crops, not yet harvested. It could be seeds not yet planted or in inventory. They have a different value than the planted seeds in the field that has yieldable fruit.
Unless you have a mind like a steel trap, you'll need a way to keep track of it all. One of the most popular software systems for managing inventory is QuickBooks, but there are others as well. He explains why you should invest the time and money in a computer program.
What I have found in my research is that inventory is complex and it's way too much for us to remember. That's point blank. And there are so many steps to integrate your inventory value, your ordering process, your pipeline and supply chain management to do it all by memory. But I think the biggest thing that I learned is that inventory trends and benchmarks are relatively simple to see in some of these different apps and softwares.
Effective inventory management can take a lot of work. Define your goals and use an organized planning approach to meet them. Learn more about inventory management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas.